South Africa is known for its ongoing battle with corruption, and this year, progress seems to have been made on rooting out this scourge. Some of the main players in state capture were nabbed, including the former head of Eskom, Machela Koko, his wife Mosima, and his stepdaughter Koketso Choma, on multiple counts of corruption, fraud and money laundering. It relates to a multi-billion rand contract Eskom entered into with a Swiss engineering company, with roughly 30 million rand allegedly flowing to Koko's family via a subcontracted deal. The Zondo Commission found that Koko was an integral component of the Gupta family's strategy to capture Eskom.
It's been a long journey, and there have been challenges during this journey for the Commission. But one of the things that I believe I should highlight is that it has been a period during which South Africans have shown us, as the Commission, wonderful support and love.
Another state-owned company, Transnet, was also paralyzed by years of corruption. Former CEO Brian Molefe and Chief Financial Officer Anok Singh will finally face the music, described as the primary architects of state capture at the company. They face charges of fraud and breach of public finance regulations linked to a 93 million rand bribery and fraud case surrounding the 2015 purchase of more than 1,000 locomotives. Former Mineral Resources Deputy Director General Joel Rafela and two Gupta associates were also arrested this year for allegedly looting 107 million rand from the rehabilitation funds of the Optimum and Kroonfontein coal mines in Mpumalanga. The arrest came almost 6 years after the crime. The MPA Cindy Siwe Siboka explains the charges.
The allegations currently is that two transactions took place, 100 million and 7.5 million, so about 107.5 million in terms of a trust for two mines, Kroonfontein mine as well as Optimum Coal Mine Trust. So those funds were supposed to be kept for the rehabilitation of a mine once it's sold off or once it closes down. However, upon our investigations, we found that those particular funds were used for untoward behavior. They actually stand accused of, or the charges, preferred charges, corruption, fraud, money laundering, perjury, forgery and uttering.
Another high-profile case is the 280 million rand Estina Dairy Farm project, in which former Mineral Resources Minister Muzibeni Zwizwane, two Gupta associates along with others, are accused of fraud, theft and money laundering. The project's funds was meant to benefit emerging farmers, but instead it was allegedly looted by those involved.
Two of the accused, Msebenzi Zwane as well as Ugeshini Govinda, were basically granted 10,000 rand bail each, of which we did not oppose because it was not in the interest of justice for us to oppose bail. Roneka Ragavan was warned to appear since she was a co-accused to part of the cohort that was accused in 2018, so she was warned to appear and will appear again. What we can say on record is that other companies will also be added at the next appearance.
The list of those in the MPA's sites is long, from former Equatini Mayor Zandile Gumede's dodgy 208 million rand Durban solid waste tender to former State Security Minister Bongani Bongo's dubious multi-million rand land deal. The MPA, Sharmila Batoy, believes the tide is turning against corruption.
Cases prosecuted in corruption matters could come down as we focus on the more complex, on the more high-profile matters. So I think we must be careful that we don't get into the numbers chasing, which was the case in the past, where all of the simpler matters were put onto the roll to ensure that we met these targets. But at the end of the day, the real cases were not being, in inverted commas, targeted.
During the past 18 months, about 50 serious and complex corruption cases have been enrolled with the joint participation of various crime-fighting bodies, and more are expected to follow in the new year. Chief Justice Raymond Zondo says that the money that was stolen during the years of state capture has deprived millions of South Africans of their dignity.
In our country, we still have mud schools in rural areas. We still have many schools that have no laboratories. We have too many schools which have no proper toilets. We have too many schools which do not have qualified maths and science teachers. We need to stop corruption.
For Smile FM News, I'm Danielle Mentor.